Teacher Basis.
Hey, Doc, it's paramedic number 43 calling for a high risk diesel.
Okay.
I got a 17-year-old male that was skateboarding across an intersection and was hit by a small sedan traveling about 30 to 40 miles per hour. He rolled up onto the hood and smashed the windshield. There's a huge scar in the windshield. No loss of consciousness on scene. He was ambulatory on scene as well. He has got a dislocated right shoulder with some deformity. He's got some abrasions to his right forearm and abrasions down his spine around the lumbar thoracic region as well. No tenderness or deformity to his spine at all. His ANA times 4. Last set of vitals, I got blood pressure 112 over 68. Heart rate of 112. The upper right extremity is a little weaker on the pulse and not as equal as the left side. Respiration's at 18. He is 17 years old. I had his father come to the scene for a refusal. They're both sober and competent, answering all questions appropriately. That's what I got for you.
So he has a dislocated shoulder. Why do they want to refuse?
Because they don't want to pay the ambulance bill.
Okay. Do you mind if I just talk to Dad?
You sure can.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, sir? This is Dr.
Good, how are you?
Hey, you know, I'm actually really concerned about what happened today. So there is no such thing as a minor mechanism auto pedestrian accident. And your son has multiple injuries, and I would definitely prefer that he come in by ambulance because I would hate for him to get sick on the way with you. Now, I completely understand your concerns with the cost and everything else, but your son already definitely has injuries that we've identified.
No, actually, I'll sit there with which hospital to take him to.
So I think he needs to go to a hospital that's capable of evaluating and treating a trauma patient, and I think probably Denver Health or Swedish or one of the trauma centers should be the place to go. And I would actually prefer that they bring him on in here if you'd be okay with that.
No, maybe Swedish.
And that's okay if that's your decision as well. Sure. Well, you know, sir, my concern is that I don't think, you know, I'm absolutely concerned about your son right now, and I do not think that it's a good idea to refuse the ambulance trip.
Yeah. Well, okie dokie.
So are you going to let them take him in?
I was talking to my wife before I got on the phone with you, so I'm discussing things with her. So
you understand my concerns, though, is that this could potentially, anytime there's a blunt injury like that, certainly at high speeds like that, he could have a lacerated or an injured kidney, injured liver or spleen, any of which of those things could kill him in a very short period of time if he had those. He also has an elevated heart rate right now, which is certainly concerning to me, and then he has a dislocated shoulder, which could be distracting him from all these other injuries.
Yeah, understood. Okie dokie.
Well, I kind of need to know what we're going to do here, and I think that the paramedic should take him in.
Okay, they'll take him to Swedish.
Okay, thanks very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
You still there, Doc?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess they don't want to come here, so...
I guess not. I'll wait to convince them to go to Swedish, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah, so I think that's the right thing to do. So.
Yeah, me too. Well,
okay.
Appreciate the help.
Thank you.
Okay,
fine. TG Basis.
Hey, Doc. Again on the AMLIC 43.
Yeah.
Sorry, guy back. I guess the wife is adamantly not wanting us to transport now, so.
Okay, hold on one second for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we can allow them to refuse. He's a minor, and I think that we need to take the kid in. So if we need to get the police involved, but I think the kid needs to be transported. And if they're refusing to come here, then I think Swedish is fine. But I think he needs to go by ambulance. So.
Yeah, and we were willing to transport Swedish. I guess the husband talked to the wife, and the wife's like, no, our insurance doesn't cover the ambulance transport, and we could just take him down there ourselves. So
yeah.
I think either way, but go to the hospital, but they don't. That's what they're telling me now. So.
I think that, you know, if they're actually saying that, then we need to address to them that we need to get the police involved because we're actually concerned about his safety. And there's just no way that I'm going to refuse that kid because that is high risk, and he's at high risk for injuries, tachycardic. He's got a dislocated shoulder. He's got multiple other evidence of trauma, and I just can't say that that's safe, nor do I think it is the right thing to do for him. I think that you guys need to take him in.
Okay, I agree with you. I'll get it done.
Sure, if police need to be involved or whatever you need to do to get that done, I would appreciate it. So.
Okay, I'll get it done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.